This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy Baskin today. Can I give you something on the word mingle before we get to Kevin Stefanski being a good coach, even though Browns folks don't seem to think he is?
Please, please.
Many Browns fans don't like him at all. Why, I don't understand. Mingle, ready?
Yes, yes.
Might be an organization that maybe I worked for in the past. Had some young ladies who were kind of like ambassadors for their organization. Mm-hmm. The line that was put out is they're single and ready to mingle. Despite the fact that they weren't single. But let's sell it anyway, shall we? I always laughed like, wow, thanks. I'm sure they appreciate that.
In the early days of the internet, when you started getting videos and all that stuff on there, and it was like one of those that was on Homestar Runner or one of those bad boys, was an old interview with James Brown. And it was like from the 90s to the 2000s. Where clearly he was on a lot of drugs. I mean, just a plethora of drugs. And I'll never forget him because he just got a divorce at the time. And it was on some news show and they asked him how it was going. And he goes, I'm single. I want to mingle. And that's exactly how he says it. Every time the word mingle comes up, that's all that goes through my head is James Brown screaming. I'm single. I want to mingle. Pop's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world. He's like screaming. And you can clearly tell you're like, man, that guy did a lot of cocaine.
And he was great in Blues Brothers.
He was outstanding in Blues Brothers. He was outstanding in general.
He was.
James Brown.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, I will always remember that.
So, Dano, we have a coach here with our Cleveland Browns that a lot of folks don't seem to like in Cleveland. That's the impression I get when we sit here and do this show day after day after day. Folks aren't crazy about Kevin Stefanski. I beg to differ. I think the guy can coach. I've said that for years. I think he's a good coach. I think we're fortunate to have him. Is he the best coach in the league? No. Is he top 10 in the league? Probably not. Is he bottom 10 in the league? Absolutely not. And I think he doesn't get the respect here in town that he deserves and that he gets nationally.
Agree completely. I have been a Kevin Stefanski defender for a long time. I will continue to be a Kevin Stefanski defender. The guy's really good at building an offense that fits the pieces that are there, and especially when those pieces are broken. Like, what he did in 2022 should save pretty much anybody's job and any question anyone has of the quality of Kevin Stefanski. I mean, that offense was just broken. It didn't work, but it was the best thing that they had. And he duct taped it back together the best way that he could and found a way to win with DTR and PJ Walker. And then got Joe Flacco. Wow, this guy can actually throw the ball down the field. this is a nice change of pace. Unlike PJ Walker and DTR, where they were running reverses and anything that they could do to seek explosive plays. Like, I am a Kevin Stefanski fan. I will be a Kevin Stefanski fan for a long time, and I will not understand for the life of me why everybody around here wants to perpetually fire him.
I get that feeling. And folks, tell me what you think. 216-474-0092. I find it interesting, Dan. You look around and some of the writing that's being done as we go into this season. NFL coaches on the hot seat, written by Fox Sports. And they have Kevin Stefanski on the hot seat. In fact, he's on the number four hottest seat. But they say this. He's 40-45 in five seasons in Cleveland, coming off a miserable 3-14 year. And nobody has been dealt a worse hand at quarterback over the years than he has.
Right.
This season's addition isn't much better. And then Fox continues here. Stefanski is a well-regarded coach. He's been the coach of the year twice. But ownership can be a little crazy. So another bad year or failure to fix the quarterback issue could easily spark a change. See, that's where the question comes in to me is, okay, Jimmy Haslam flat out said, we took a big swing and a miss as an organization on the quarterback and a big swing and a miss. So is Kevin going to pay the price for that as they continue to look for a quarterback and, in theory, this year don't have anybody who you're comfortable with as your starting quarterback?
I mean, this thing imploded for a year under Baker and he didn't take the heat for it.
No.
I mean, this thing imploded with Deshaun Watson twice. One time he ended up duct taping it back together and making it work. And the second time it just flat out imploded. And they have done nothing in the offseason that would make any of us possibly think that their jobs are on the line and that they're in those positions. They've done nothing. It makes you honestly think that this is a 2-year rebuild and everybody knows it. That everybody inside that organization is like, okay,
this is the
2-year rebuild.
That's what I wonder.
So look around the league, right? And I know that, comparing yourself to others, keeping up with the Joneses, however, whatever phrase you want to do is never the best way to live life, but it's usually pretty good. When you have a general manager on the hot seat, there's typically a move that reeks of some kind of desperation. Look at the Giants, for example. Those guys are on the hot seat. So what did they do? They went out and got Jameis Winston, and then they went and paid Russell Wilson. And then drafted Jackson Dart. So they brought in two veteran quarterbacks and a guy with a high upside who's been lighting it up in preseason, but we've all been down that road enough times.
Yeah.
That's desperation. Those are the moves that you make if you're looking around going, oh boy, it's getting a little warm around here. I got to do something. Let's bring in a veteran to help the cause. The Browns didn't make any of those moves. And I don't know if you agree with this, but that's always stood out to me for this offseason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yahoo lists coaches on the hot seat. They list seven of them. It is the NFL. So every year, roughly 25% of the guys are on a hot seat. Kevin Stefanski is one of the seven. Yahoo says this: should the Browns consider firing a two-time NFL coach of the year, even if they post another bad record? No. But this is Browns owner Jimmy Haslam we're dealing with. So the national guy is all over the ownership here. He isn't known for his shrewd decision-making. Browns are probably going to be bad this season with suboptimal choices at quarterback, starting with 40-year-old Joe Flacco. They went 3-14 last year. Losing season would be Stefanski's fourth in 6 years. That's not a good sign, no question. Browns are very unlikely to hire a better coach than Stefanski if they hire him. But Haslam might think that's what he has to do if the Browns lose big again this season. Folks, what do you think? The national folks are screaming. Stefanski's a good coach, but he's on the hot seat because of the situation that he's been dealt. Jeremy's in Fort Worth. Jeremy, what do you think?
What's happening, Jeremy?
Man, nothing. I love you guys so much, but it's like you've been held captive too long. You guys have Helsinki syndrome. Like, only in Cleveland would we think Stefanski is a...
Is there a Helsinki syndrome?
Helsinki is where you go to get the hair fixed.
Ah, good call.
I tried. It didn't work.
Well, I happen to be a shrink. It was originally called the Helsinki syndrome.
Oh, nice. Way to go, Jeremy.
I am smart. But thank you, Jeremy.
We need your number. You can be our staff shrink.
You guys need it, and so do I. Like only so Stefanski might be a great person and a great coach, but he's not a good fit. The fan base, nothing is working. 7 years, losing record, one playoff win that was basically majestic. It doesn't make any sense. Like only in Cleveland would we look at this and try to make sense out of it. We've all just been held captive too long. It's the same reason why you look at Cleveland and you say, Cleveland – most teams can develop and win at the same time, but only in Cleveland is it either black or white. The fan base is like this codependent relationship with it. It doesn't make any sense.
Jeremy, are you from here? Or are you from Texas?
Oh no, I'm from Cleveland, born and raised. I went to Mentor High School, lived there my whole life.
Right.
Got displaced via the military. Been a fan my whole life. My dad played for the Indians the whole 9 years.
Oh, so nice. That's outstanding.
Yeah. I've been at this for quite a while, and so I'm just. It's like, I do think sometimes, let me ask you this. What responsibility does an organization have to the fan base? It has to be entertaining. I say it's
put out an entertaining product.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand the mindset that we can't develop and win at the same time. I tend to think that the Browns have a major messaging problem. I think that that's true. The fan base and even the sports radio and stuff were left to flounder and wonder because they don't put out messaging properly, whether it's with the Judkins thing or the quarterback thing or whatever.
Or when they do, I'll agree with you on this one, Jeremy. Or when they do, yeah. Did you hear that quote that was floating around that Catherine Hickman had of basically quarterback, the only way I could describe it is gobbledygook?
Yeah.
Like that was a word salad if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, and I poke around and listen to other sports stations from different states, and when they talk about Cleveland, they're just mystified. That it's like, why can this organization just not take a look at successful organizations and just do what they do? Why do they have to keep trying to be creative?
Jeremy, you know, keep listening. Keep calling.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Staff shrink, you're in. Thank you very much.
But so doing what other teams do, though, so they kind of are. And by that, I mean they have decided for the first time in a long time, we have our coach, we have our GM, we have our guys, we are hitching our wagon to those guys and we are letting them fulfill the message from the beginning and fulfill exactly what they want to see. That's Pittsburgh. That's Baltimore. That's Green Bay. You could even point to the Bengals at this point and how long Zach Taylor's been there. Like, you're seeing them try to emulate what those teams are doing by hitching their wagon to people who they believe are smart.
Folks, two big national outlets have Kevin Stefanski on the hot seat, Fox Sports, Yahoo, and both say that he shouldn't be let go, that it's not on him, that he's a good coach. Do you think they're right? A, is he on the hot seat? B, if they don't succeed, should he be let go? I'll give you some other thoughts from folks nationally. Who, Browns fans? They love our guy. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.